Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everybody to the Sloppy Joes podcast and welcome the wonderful Jay. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm glad you invited me on eventually because, listen, I'd rather come on, no disrespect to you,
yeah, no,
and I love you, right? But I'd rather come on when the full complement of hosts is here.
Okay,
because my boy Joe Smith is my boy and I'd like to be here with all three of you. But I'll settle for standing in for Joe.
Have you travelled the world like Joe?
Do you know what I've done, right? I was telling Ollie, who works on Paddock, this morning, right? The one place I want to get... I'm going to ask you a question now, if you'll indulge me.
Yeah.
Where do you think the one place I want to go is?
Oh, man.
And I'm going to go there. I'm like, this is my dream thing to go there.
You will go there?
I will go there. There's one destination I'm determined to go to.
I think it's going to be somewhere where... Is it somewhere like Russia? Because I'm thinking...
Not really.
No. Is it hot? Is it warm?
No.
A cold country like Iceland.
Yeah, right. Even though you are far away geographically from it, the place I really want to go to is Antarctica.
Really? Why is that?
I'm glad you asked. Because I worked out...
It's to prove the flat earth is wrong.
No, yeah. It's to prove that the flat earth is right. No, I just a little quirk that I noticed, like, a year ago, whatever. I've been to every continent except Antarctica.
No.
Yeah. So I thought I'd like to just be able to say I've been to every continent in the world.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was looking at it, like, can I do, like, a flight to Antarctica, just land, wait for 10 minutes, take some selfies, and then get back on the plane.
It
doesn't look like you can do that. It looks like you've got to do like a proper 10-day trip.
How'd you get there?
It's like via Chile or somewhere. Like you go, so I need to work out a way that I don't have to stay there for 10 days.
Like Alton Towers or something there?
Nah, it's like you go and watch seals and stuff. Like it's freezing, innit? So it's like, it's proper like, they do little tours on boats where you can just go and like, look at, you know, at polar bears or whatever, not polar bears, but whatever they've got.
That's mad.
Yeah, so...
No delivery or anything?
Nah, I don't think so. I think you're proper, you know, in the middle of nowhere, but I wouldn't mind going there just so I can go, look, I've been to every continent in the world. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Now, here's a rude question with Sloppy Joe's. Do you have a wank in every continent?
Have I had a wank in every continent? That's a great question, that. I'm trying to think...
Europe, yeah. Asia?
Europe. And I've had three in Europe this morning.
American must have on the tour.
I mean, you know, I don't want to say anything.
Australia,
about that.
Did you have one down under?
I don't do those kind of things. I must have done, innit?
I think like,
yeah.
You'd be worried, wouldn't you, if you did one in the cold? What would happen to it? Like a bullet?
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Hey, do you know what I mean? It wouldn't be for me. Oh, can I ask, right? Not that I don't enjoy us chatting about where I've masturbated.
Yeah, but I don't want to say it.
Where's the strangest place you've had one?
I think...
I was going to ask you somewhere else, but then I changed my mind in case you're wondering why I said that. The
public toilets are a bit of an odd one.
Yeah. But have you ever done it in a public toilet?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
The day after... Do you know what? It's a bit wild this, but I used to. This isn't anymore.
Go on.
If my... bad this. If my flight was ever delayed, I'd just treat myself to a little...
Really? In the airport?
Yeah.
Really?
You got to turn a negative into a positive, haven't you?
Yeah.
I've got my flight delayed, but now I'm going to go and crack
one out. Do you not get worried?
What about?
Like, you're going to get caught on the clocks and that.
Yeah, but I'm not doing it like out and about.
I know, but you're in a cubicle. You never know with them customs. They might think you're plugging drugs or something, and they come and have a little peek and see you actually pleasuring yourself.
Like, do you think there's like infrared in that other
I don't
cubicles?
Know, you know. I'm always a bit conscious of that. I'm very wary of doing things I shouldn't be doing in public anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
proper lost me, bottle me.
Why?
Like, I used to be just such a...
What do you think that is? Why?
I think when you get responsibilities, responsibilities and things like, you're scared of, like... I used to have an attitude, I didn't care if I got nicked or whatever. Well, now I do. Do you know what I mean? My life's over. Where back in the day, like, I used to look at it because I was an idiot. Like, it was a badge of honour or something, an occupational hazard. Like, oh, Do you know what I mean?
We've not said a lot to Ethan James.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like we've...
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes, yes. Hello. I am here hiding in the corner listening to this weird conversation.
Can we just
you're going to ask him
explain something, though?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm going to come on here and I'm conscious of the fact that Ethan is very popular and rightly so.
Right.
And people are going to be like, why has Jesus been chatting with no Ethan? Ethan was sorting out the cameras as I was talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't me just hogging the limelight from the slopsters because I'm only a guest. I just want to get out of there.
Ethan, you've not had a great day today.
Oh, no. But what
you had an even worse one on Wednesday, Tuesday.
What happened? Sorry. Yeah. What happened on Tuesday? What happened on Tuesday, Ethan?
I don't recall what did happen on
today,
Tuesday.
You fucking know.
Oh, sorry, yes.
you two gave me soggy dance.
I'm stuck in my own little confusion. What happened on Tuesday, Ethan?
Oh, well, what I can tell you, it's just been a difficult, difficult day. But I'll jump on what you were just talking about.
No. He's like a manager, isn't he? He's trying to dictate the play. He doesn't want to speak about
the
negative.
Listen, I'm a guest. He can do what he wants with me.
Well,
so you can find
what I've been up to is quite secretive, so I'm not going to report it right now on the podcast.
Okay.
But what I can jump on is the topic of masturbation.
Brilliant.
I recall when I was at school on the ski trip.
Good luck, everyone.
One of the lads there was telling me about, well, he played in goal as well, and he told me that when he was when he was by himself in the changing rooms, he'd wank with his goalkeeper gloves on.
No.
Apparently, it felt like somebody else was doing it.
Lord, but, what? Yeah, another goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's maybe why Onana put Vaseline on his goalkeeper gloves this weekend.
That's a good point.
Did you see that?
What?
Really good.
Did you see?
No. I get that, but why is that related to what my man was doing?
Vaseline. Do you know what I mean? Vaseline.
So you're saying Onana put Vaseline on his gloves so he could wank in him? That's maybe why Onana put Vaseline on his gloves.
Yeah. So he could do it with the other goalkeepers.
Did you ever do that when you was younger? Like, make your arm go dead?
Tried it, but I never had the ball to keep going.
No, I was never.
Because the in-between is getting...
Why did you run out of lube?
What?
Oh, sorry.
That big. So the in-between is... If no one's watched it, there's an episode in where he tries to do that.
Is that where you got? Did you not know about it?
I didn't know that. I was 14, 15 at the time when that was out.
Jesus Christ, I was about 30 when that came out.
So, but I tried it and then I started feeling dizzy.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, is it?
No, it's not.
Do you know what I mean? There's no point in collapsing.
No.
Because then imagine someone finding you fainted just because of a little,
What about them ones that like...
choke themselves?
Yeah, like Michael Hutchinson
Michael Hutchinson?
No, Michael Hutchinson is the In Excess singer. And he asphyxiated himself, masturbating, I think.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Sad time.
I know, but like one of the, you know, the greatest songsters Australia's ever produced, and he goes out like that, and that's like, you know.
But one or two ways I want to go. Actually, one or three ways. I'd love to go on, like, die on a roller coaster. Fun that.
Well, die on a roller coaster.
Yeah, what, like you're gonna die.
No.
Die on a roller coaster.
No. So you gotta get your body took off the roller coaster in front of a load of kids.
Think of the key rings you'd get. I'm not there. I'm not asked. Roller coaster, choking on a nice bit of food.
Right. Okay.
I mean, say you choke off like a tomahawk steak. You've probably just had a really nice time.
No, you're having a massive panic as you choke for oxygen.
You're choking and you're in a bit of exasperation, aren't you? And there's people watching you probably, unless you're in at home on your own.
It's the thrill, though.
Wouldn't you just like to die peacefully?
Here's one. Do you know the Heimlich maneuver?
The Heimlich maneuver.
If I start choking now,
yeah.
Are you all right with that?
I've seen it in films, but I've never conducted it.
Break a rib.
And I'd have no confidence in my ability to save your life whatsoever. I could try.
Done it to myself before.
Oh, have you?
To save myself from choking.
There's no chance. What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could do it to yourself.
So what I did was I looked it up afterwards and what I did was the right thing. So I was choking on lasagna.
Oh, and I was by myself. Die. Who chokes on lasagna?
How would you even choke on lasagna?
Well, I think maybe like the cheesy strings were quite thick and went down my throat and I couldn't dislodge them.
Oh, that's awful, actually. Sorry, I didn't say that.
And what I did was I was I couldn't get it out. So I went to the sofa and I threw myself over the sofa like this, over the like edge of the sofa like that. And then eventually I went like that and I got it out.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I would love to have watched that whole sequence of events.
Yeah.
Have you tucking in the lasagna? like
garlic bread,
looking all like, and then running over the sofa and like Heimlicking yourself, if that's even a verb, and like coughing up a bit of lasagna. That'd be great content.
Have you ever choked on someone like that?
No, I don't. I can't recall ever choking on anything, to be honest with you. I've had a few scrapes and what have you, but no, I don't think I've ever. I've woke up in the gutter on several occasions. With no memory of how I got there.
Oh.
But I don't think I've ever choked on anything. No, but it's like one of my biggest fears with my kids is like they choke, and I have to. It's my responsibility to try and save them. Do you know what I mean? I used to be paranoid about him eating nuts and stuff like when he was little, like anything that's small, not nuts necessarily, but anything small. Because it's like, oh, you don't know, do you?
Not good.
So, do you know what I mean? I'd always be like, they're worried, but, you know, I think that's just natural parenting.
Well, thank you for joining us on the episode. Make sure you leave a comment. Top three ways you'd like to die. What do we make? I've got some news stories to run through. What do we make of the solar eclipse? Are we arsed? I mean, obviously it didn't happen over here, but do you like space?
Do I like it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I know like I should, and it's fascinating, and it's mint, and it's, you know, never ending all that. But I'm not forced.
I think the fact that it's never ending turns me off.
Right. Well, like literally once every 6 months, I might actually bother to stare at the stars for a bit. Like, I'm not
fucking bothered.
Someone could write my name in the sky and I wouldn't notice. Like, I rarely look up at the stars. You know, like, I'm not knocking it, right? Because I know it's me, not you, if you're into space and you like your telescopes and all that.
Yeah.
And you're not the boring one, I am. I need to get out more and do more. But I just don't care.
Well, say we could have seen it on Monday, the solar eclipse. Would you have gone outside and looked?
That sounds shitty.
It does sound
and
shitty.
I am. Like, once in a... How often does it happen?
50 years, apparently.
Right, once every 50 years, something could be happening. If I get up and walk over there and stick my head out the window, and I wouldn't bother. I just think, and I won't be alive in 50 years to see another one, but I'd still be like, nah, I can't be asked.
Can you say, I can't get over how much your 1 out of 10 club stinks. What have they cooked that in? I know exactly what it is and I can't get over the smell.
I'm trying to ignore it.
The like, smell's unbelievable.
But it smells.
It stinks terrible. In this room. I'm very sorry. Yeah. Ethan, would you be asked about the solar eclipse?
I remember as a kid in primary school, I think we all went outside. And we made these, like, contraptions to look at the eclipse.
When was that, Eve? How old were you?
Oh, I would say around 2010. It was primary school, so, like, I can remember it enough, so maybe, like, five,
you were in primary school in 2010?
Yeah.
Do you know how old I was in 2010?
That's great. That's how old?
Fair.
You were in primary school in 2010. Now that's making me feel older. I'm only like 5 years older than you.
You're old, mate. Look at you.
So look at you. So what did you do? You had these little things over your eyes.
What? No, I might be just. This is completely wrong from memory, whatever. But it was something like a tube, or maybe like a toilet tube thing. And you, like, looked into it, and, it, like, there was, like, a mirror that reflected... I can't remember. You looked into, like, a shoebox.
Where was your pram
story? Or a shoebox. Yeah, Gateshead. Lowfell?
What does that mean?
Lowfell, that's where it was. Lowfell. Chowdean Bank.
I mean...
Bloody hell.
Chowdean Bank. To be fair, they're probably throwing stones at the moon up there, aren't they?
Probably weren't even an eclipse. It was like the sun.
Oh,
let's get the toilet roll tubes out. Gonna look at this. This is this witchcraft. if someone went to you, right, Jay, 2 years of your life.
Yeah.
I'll get you to the moon. Spend a week or so there.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
No. Free. It's free.
I know it's free. But, right. 2 years what? It's going to take me 2 years there and back?
Let's think about this. How long does it take you to get to the moon? A couple of months?
No. Not that long. It's not that far away.
So why Neil Armstrong being set off and it's like 2 months later.
Why have we gone to the moon again?
What?
But I thought like...
It takes about 4 days, doesn't it, to get to the moon?
4 days?
Yeah, something like that. Like I think Australia. So. I mean, by all means, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not an astronaut.
Let's say getting there is a week.
Right.
But you've got to spend 6 months on the moon.
No. No chance.
Really?
Absolutely no chance.
Really?
I'm not into that at all.
I think I'd
be bored. I'd be agitated. I'd have FOMO. 3 days out. Oh,
3 days.
Outside. So I was only, yeah, I wasn't that far out. It's class, just a guess, actually. Yeah, I just, also, I'd be constantly on edge. Constantly.
Oh, yeah, there's no...
Like, I've seen Apollo 13.
Yeah.
I'm not into any of that, me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind getting on a plane. I'm quite an easy flyer, but I'm not going to know. It'd be wasted on me. I'd let someone else go, who cares?
But you don't think about the you'd be the first person to do so many things on the moon. You'd be history maker, Jay.
Oh, in what way? There's loads of people who've been on the moon before.
You could do United News up there.
You could do United News.
That's unbelievable.
All right, now you've got me. Yeah, now
you've
convinced. Yeah.
They'll think about
you. But do you know what would annoy me, right? I'd do United News on the moon, and I'd still get trolled. People would still be like, Jay, that story's old. It's 3 days old, you dickhead. Like, Jay, as if you're quoting The Express. Get a grip. Do you know what I mean?
I think Ethan would be good on the moon.
Why?
Because, like, imagine a Martian finding you.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean? He'd love you.
Why would he love me?
I think you're... What's the plot way of saying it? Interesting.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Neither of you looking at the obvious flaw with that comment.
What?
Why would a Martian be on the moon?
Why is an Earthling on the moon?
Yeah, but we know that Earthlings have been on the moon. Martians haven't been on the moon,
have we? How do you know?
Because we'd have seen them.
Would we?
We'd have bumped into them and that.
Do you think?
They kicked right off.
Do you think, when you think of a Martian, do you think of one of those, like, green-haired ones? Like the classic alien?
Yeah, I think so.
I think.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah, there's definitely some about in there.
Yeah.
100%.
What do you reckon, Eve?
A 1,000,000%. There can't be this many. My teacher, Mr. Layfield, told me there are as many stars in the sky as there are grains of sand on the earth. And there's many grains of sand on the earth as I've seen. I've frolicked round beaches and there's so much. So imagine that in stars and how many planets there'll be around those stars. There's got to be.
I just think it's hard for us to, like...
Mr. Layfield was onto something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's hard for us to message each other.
What?
I think that's why we don't know there's any aliens out there, because it's hard for us to say hello. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're so far away.
Yeah.
It's hard even to get, like...
It's probably a good job we haven't interacted with aliens.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like...
They'd love something.
But look at, like, human history. Like, England and Scotland didn't get on for, like, 1,000 years, where there was battle
was
after
it a
battle.
Thousand? Yeah.
Whatever. And probably
it was long. It was
like,
long,
2,000, 3,000 years, whatever. Right? There's conflicts everywhere around the world. Imagine if we found another planet.
Yeah.
It'd just go off, wouldn't it?
Do you not think that'd bring us together slightly? The fact that, you know, you can get, like tribalism in especially in football sometimes, you can sort of, like... have like such niche sort of, oh, you're United, you're City, but then
like everyone hates the Scousers.
Yeah, but then everyone hates the Scousers, but then everyone hates the Southerners, so it's Northern versus Southerners.
Okay.
But then as England, we fucking hate, like, you know, the French.
Yeah.
But then as Europe, we probably don't like. And I think if we met an alien, they started giving us shit, like shouting about our mums and stuff, we'd all unite together.
Do you reckon?
It probably won't stop all wars, but it'd probably calm us down a bit.
I don't know, man. I still think there'd be like, there'd be people on Earth who'd be like pro alien.
That's
Do you know what I mean? They'd be like, I don't rate the Earthlings. I want to be part of the Martians mob. I think it just caused more
like
trouble.
Scouse, not English.
So yeah, that, like, kind of thing. Yeah,
I'm an Earthling,
nice. Yeah, I'm Martian, not Earthling or whatever. Yeah, like that. Scouse, not Earthling.
Moving on to the second story of the week.
Go on.
Well, obviously, the wonders of the hardest geezer, Ross Cook, who ran the length of Africa.
You told me this on Paddock the other day.
Yeah, he's a bit of a legend.
Yeah.
Obviously, what he's done is incredible. What's the biggest charity thing you could possibly do? Have you thought about that? Could you do a 24-hour United News?
Yeah,
could you do a run somewhere?
I do bits for charity. I know, I'm not saying, oh, look at me, I'm great for charity. I'm trying to buy my soul back that I sold years ago.
Really?
But I do like cancer research. Me and Scotty did, and it's nothing like what this guy's done, by the way, not even remotely similar. We did like 60 miles running.
Yeah.
I do like stuff for the booth centre, the homeless place in Manchester. So I do little bits, like I try. And I'm a sucker for the door knockers and people that don't come
out. Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm always signing up for that.
Do you sign up? How many things have you got signed up per month?
Joe Smith went through my direct debits for me. and was like, this is a shambles, because there was all sorts of things.
Yeah, like, what's the OF charity? You're giving a lot to them.
That's the Osteoporosis Foundation. Yeah,
not Oxfam.
I give £9.99 a week to them for.
Yeah,
because I help them out a lot. They do vital work.
I've only got one, right? It's for, I thought it'd be cute 5 years ago to give Becky instead of like a Valentine's Day. We weren't doing like Valentine's Day gifts, so I just sponsored a guide dog called Cheryl.
Oh, right. Right.
Fucking hell. 6 months later, Cheryl didn't pass the test. So we went, so she's done. Not, they didn't kill her, but I think she just gave her to a farmer or something.
Last
so then you've got, I think it was it Bob second? Bob came second.
Yeah.
Bob failed.
Oh,
do you
really?
Know what they're doing? Lying to me.
Lying, right.
Because they're all failing. I'm thinking, you're just keeping
Are
me
they
on
still
it.
Sponsoring them then?
Yeah, £5 a month coming out, mate. I can't every week.
I did
not
that.
Month.
I did that with an African kid. I sponsored an African kid. I spoke about this on Devils.
No. Why is he laughing at
because
you?
Because he knows the story.
Oh, right. I thought he was just at the line.
No, I sponsored an African kid. I saw an advert on the tubes when I live in London, like 50p a week can sponsor.
That's nice. Did you get.
Well, he sent me letters from Femi, little Femi, and that. And then one day they sent me a picture of him, and he was in an Arsenal sock. So I cancelled the direct debit.
Too fucking right.
Exactly. I need to get that.
Too
like,
fucking right.
And I did pay for him for like a good year or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm not paying for Arsenal fans. They've got,
you just
like, Arsenal fans
Arsenal
can do that. I know. I'm not. What am I wasting my money on? People to buy Arsenal tops. Do you know what I mean? Come on. So yeah, cancel that shit.
Ethan doesn't do a lot for charity.
Does he not?
I think that's what you could. The rest of 2024, like, I think you could do more, Ethan, for charity.
I'm too busy.
Did you do anything for charity?
No, he's not too busy. You're not too busy.
To be fair, when I was his age, I didn't do anything. So what is it you do, anything?
I used to give, I'd talk to my driving instructor at the time.
That's not charity?
No, sorry. And he told me that every time, he used to give like 3% of his wages to the homeless. And he said he'd always just give £2 to every time he saw a homeless person, because less than that's like taking the piss. So there was a spree where I thought that was good. So every time I'd spend like £2, but then it would be like a tenner a week. I realised I was spending from my little jar.
Oh,
so
right.
I stopped that immediately. I thought, unaffordable. Yeah. I did give the woman. I gave the woman the other day outside the Tesco. She said, "Oh, could you get me something?" I went, "What would you like?" She went, "A scratch card." I went, "All right. Anyone in particular?"
That's interesting, that.
She said the £5 one.
Really?
So I was like, all right, fine.
I don't even get the £5. If I get a scratch card, I get the pound one.
You bought a £5 scratch card for a homeless person?
Yeah, well, she's not sure what.
Did you stay and watch the scratch in case you won?
I didn't want to know in case.
That,
the funny thing
you
is,
you say
K, and you're like, I'd be like, right, I want
well, she rocked up in an Aston Martin a couple of days later. No, I'm joking.
No, joking.
But like, I didn't want to know just in case.
Would you have stayed if you gave someone a scratch card? Because that is the risk you make, isn't it? Because you're essentially handing over whatever is on that card.
Yeah, like that could be, even if it was like a grand, you'd be fuming, wouldn't you?
You would be fuming.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
But then I think, was it ever meant to be?
Ah, right, okay.
I think this a bit.
You'd have to. I think ignorance is bliss, and if you give them the card and get off, you'll never know. And the chances of them winning 100 grand on a scratch card nets are nothing anyway.
Can I tell you what I did on watching the Liverpool United game when it was 2-1 to United?
Go on.
For some reason, what came on, because probably the horrors of getting beat by Chelsea, it was 9-1 for Liverpool to win.
He bangs.
So I stuck a tenner on.
Right.
And I honestly think if I didn't put that tenner on, Liverpool would have won.
Right.
I feel like weirdly I balanced the books.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's is that weird? No. That is weird, isn't it?
No, it's not. I've done it before. I've bet not. I've done a few little bets like last season when it was like Liverpool and City going for the title. On the last day, I was sat where you are. I had like my laptop there, and I remember banging a load of money on Liverpool to win the title. Like not a
really?
Lot,
yeah, yeah,
bet
but
big,
yeah.
But like for me, it was a lot. Not really in real terms, but because I thought they're going to do it, they'll end up like
yeah,
keep going
yeah,
back
yeah.
and forth. It'll end up, and then it was annoying because at one point they were I think they were going to. I think because they were beating Villa,
yeah,
weren't they? City were losing to Villa.
I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
now.
No, 2 years ago. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Obviously, last season was Arsenal. Sorry, right.
We were on the watch along.
Yeah, and we remember United were at Palace, weren't we?
Awful.
We stopped watching that. I was watching City and Villa and Liverpool and whoever. And at one point, it looked like Liverpool were going to win the league. And then City came back from 2-0 down or whatever they were to win. So, yeah, I was thinking like you. I was like, look, if it happens, I want to get some money out of it. And also, I think it will happen. So, it's been negative.
Have you seen that film? The one where... I can't remember. It was about American football, and the guy has all these superstitions to like.
The Blindsided.
Is that what it is?
The Blindside.
The Blindside.
Yeah. With, no, I don't know. I don't think that's what he's on.
Sandra Bullock.
I don't know if it's Sandra Bullock.
Go on, explain
Lawrence,
it.
What's the other one called?
The other actress. Oh yeah, let me think.
No man, she did that thing with. She was the main actress in that thing with Meryl Streep and DiCaprio that was on Sky about the world ending. Do that.
Yeah. Kate Blanchett.
No. Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. The one with Jennifer Lawrence in the film.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Might be
yes.
That.
Yes. That's a class film, that.
Yes.
Robert De Niro's a dad in it, isn't he?
I have seen it.
He's Bradley Cooper's dad.
Yes.
And he's got all these superstitions. Yeah.
Yes.
Juju.
Yeah.
Yeah, you messed up the juju.
Yeah.
I like that.
Do you have any?
Superstitions?
Aye.
I don't know, because there were certain things about wearing certain pants or wearing certain socks. Or I really thought one of my cars was, and there's no two ways about it was cursed.
Yeah.
Like, I had it for a year and I had to get rid because it was cursed. There was nothing you can say that didn't happen to it. Did it get broken in 3 times? Yes.
Really?
Did I lose the key for it?
Yeah.
So meaning I couldn't get in and it cost me £300 to get a new one? Yes.
Cursed.
Did it get cloned? So there was bad guys who bought the exact same model of the car, stole this, the reg, and were doing robberies in it. Yeah. So I got told off by the police.
That old chestnut.
It's cursed. Yeah, no, honestly.
Yeah, it's cloned. It's been cloned, officer.
Flat-tire. No, I tell you what, that was a good story.
Someone's broke in it and put all these stolen goods in the back of it.
Yeah, well, I got a letter saying, you know, serious breach of like
of the law.
And then I got another letter saying, oh, and you've here's what you've done on this date. And I was in Croatia at the time, so I went, I've fucking done that.
Yeah.
Called them up, he said, are you sure? So I just sent them like pictures of me on the beach.
Didn't you go on holiday with a load of strangers?
Yeah, I went on holiday with a load of strangers. Yeah,
remember that.
That was 6 years ago.
Remember?
Yesterday.
Really?
That was fun.
Yeah, because so anyone doesn't know, was it that they booked a holiday and they had a spare ticket with the same name?
Yeah.
And they couldn't transfer it, so they got you.
They got me in. Yeah. It was great fun.
That's good, man. You're a good guy, like, because you're like, you get on with everyone.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
But sometimes I think I'm growing a bit miserable in my old age.
No,
you know?
I can't imagine doing it now. I wouldn't do that. I couldn't. I've got a very small limit, pardon the pun, with small talk. I'm all right at small talk for about an hour.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm done. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not being rude. I just run out of steam.
It's tiring.
Yeah. So to do small talk and be friendly towards people that I might not necessarily get on with for how long was the holiday?
Yeah, about 4 days. They're all off the Reds as well, by the way.
Oh, that's what I mean as well. I couldn't know.
The first time I saw someone talking about taking Valium.
Valium.
To get high.
Yeah.
So what you do is you sort of take that. I generally didn't do it. You take the Valium and then you got to fight the tiredness.
Yeah.
Because at the other end of it, you'd feel a buzz.
Yeah, there's loads of tablets like that.
It's mental. Even watching someone on a sunbed trying to stay awake and having a friend splash water.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was really good fun. Final story. It's about Nepo babies.
All right, yeah.
Liam Gallagher's Nepo babies. He's like
nepotism babies.
Nepotism. Liam Gallagher's son.
Do you know what they are, Eve?
Is that getting stuff from your dad's success?
Yeah.
Yeah, or your parents' success.
Yeah.
Don't be sexist. Okay. Your mum might be successful.
Yeah, sure.
So Liam Gallagher's son is going to warm up for him, Liam Gallagher, at all of his arena gigs. And they're a band that's only been going for about 3 months, I believe.
You see that? I don't mind as much.
Do you not?
I don't really like the Nepo baby thing because I think some of these spoiled brats who have become famous because of the parents or been given... you know, gigs or whatever, or opportunities because parents, some of them turn out to be like the worst human beings in history, like Lawrence Fox. But...
why? Has he got a famous...
yeah, his dad's James Fox. He's a famous actor.
Google James
Fox. The Foxes are a famous family. There's like Freddie Fox, there's Edward Fox, there's Amelia Fox. They're all like, they come from a, a big acting fan.
Fox and the Hound.
Yeah, exactly.
Foxy Bingo.
If you're Liam Gallagher and your son is in a band and you're letting him warm up for you, I don't mind that.
Okay, I like
because it's like there's a it makes sense.
Yeah,
like it's not like Liam Gallagher's son is getting a, you know, he's playing for City because Liam Gallagher's I'd be like, well, how's that work?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's no.
But it must be tricky in football to be a nepo baby because you've really got.
You've got to
have good talent.
Yeah, like and a lot of some nepo babies outdo the dads. Don't like Erling Haaland's far better than Alf Inge.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't think you can get away with it in that sense with sport, but certainly like with acting, we see a lot of it, don't we, with actors and stuff where it's like
Brandon George Walsh's Bush. Son.
Yeah, that's a great shout. George Bush is the ultimate nepo baby.
It was his dad good? Because George Bush was not great, was he?
George Bush Senior was, yeah, he was all right. I mean, I'm not a Republican by any stretch of the imagination, but he was at least an intelligent man who rose through the ranks of the political system. Where George W was just his son and got away with murder, really, didn't he?
Do you ever see your kids, Ethan, like taking over this podcast one day?
Oh, no, not at all. No, I wouldn't want them to do this. That's such a fucking bleak. It'll be better.
It'll be better. Yeah, we have got to move on to your 1 out of 10 club, which has been wafting the room up.
So remind me what 1 out of 10.
So last time you came on, you ordered a single cheeseburger
as
your favourite ever thing to eat.
Yeah.
The second time you came on, you ordered duck in orange sauce.
Oh, that was class.
Were you here for that, Ethan?
I think I was standing in for you, Ethan.
You did, but I have had it since then.
Did you like it?
It was all right. It surprised me how nice it was. I can't remember what the occasion was. I don't know if we had it again on this show, but I have tried it and it was good.
And that is what we do on the Tuesday show. The Friday show is we do the complete opposite, where people bring in food that they don't like. I want to put to the 1 out of 10 club. And I text you today. This is how it went in my mind. I went, Jay, this is what we do. Can you let me know something? I said, the controversial, the better.
Yeah.
Honestly, Ethan, as soon as he replied, I went, oh my God. And I told my partner straight away what it was. Yeah. Why don't you take it away?
Right. Because I know, right, when you said controversial, because I don't like these and everyone in our house loves them. And whenever we order the meal that they come with, I give them away.
You give them away?
Yeah. I give them away from a famous fast food chain. I don't shop there. I don't go there anymore because we're boycotting it. But when we used to. So this would come with your breakfast and it'd be the old hash browns.
Hash browns.
And I'm not a fan.
These look crazy, don't they?
Surely.
Yeah. By the way, can I just tell you what's happened here?
Yeah.
So it's quite hard.
I've got loads of them.
It's quite hard to find hash browns at the time of recording on a Tuesday at 4. So I found the craziest shop called the Golden Tandoori, which sell hash browns. And to get over the order, Ethan, can you grab... I think Adam might be able to help you out. I only needed £1 to get over the order. So I've also ordered 2 Poppy Dums to help me get over the order.
The thing that I hate about hash browns, right, they're like breadsticks in the sense that...
What do you mean they're nothing like... These are quality.
Right, in the sense that I'm looking at now and I'm like, it's making me hungry and I'll probably eat some because I'm hungry and I'll eat them. But I just think they're pointless.
I think that's a crazy hash brown, by the way. Why is it sticky in the middle? Even take that and take one to Adam. Right, Golden Tandoori.
The thing with hash browns, right, and I find this with quite a lot of foods, that is pointless and almost tasteless. If you stick tomato sauce or brown sauce or whatever on it, it'll be all right. But then you can do that with almost anything. Stick sauce on something.
It's a difficult line, isn't it? Because you could go, what about the humble chip?
Yeah. Like, chips are pretty beige, but if you get nice fries or whatever, then they can be good. But if you get a chip that's not that great, you stick a load of sauce on it, it'll be all right. And I think that's what it is for me with hash browns. There's just neither here nor there.
You'd really give them away when you got a breakfast.
Yeah. My family, honestly, it's like feeding time at the zoo when there's hash browns on the go. Oh, wow. I might have them.
So what about if you were out?
That's not doing it for me. Sorry.
What about if you're out for breakfast and they came? Would you give them away as well?
Yeah. And I'm the guy that when we go for breakfast, me and my mates sometimes go to the game, we meet up for breakfast around here, and you get a full English and I'll have everything, you know, black pudding, the mushrooms, out, all that. But the hash brown, if it comes with hash brown, because you go to different places, then that's the thing I'll give away. I'll always get him. I hate people that say, oh, I don't want any.
Yeah,
I don't want any sausage on mine. I don't want any bait. You know what I mean? No, get everything and give it away, because there's always someone who'll have it. Unless you're dining alone.
My opinion has changed recently. Can I just, I know this is separate. We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, I always had a hierarchy in my mind about what I preferred more, a sausage or a piece of bacon.
Yeah.
I think the bacon's over from the sausage as of late.
Really?
What would your favourite be? Sausage or a bit of bacon?
It's a good question, that. I'm probably going to go with bacon.
Yeah.
I think, like, bacon's got... There's two bits... There's three bits going on. Like, there's the big...
There's the big bit,
the chunky bit, yeah?
Yeah.
There's that bit. Then there's a little tiddler.
Yeah, like the island, like Cornwall.
Yeah, there's Cornwall. And then there's the bit of gristle as well. So you got a little bit, another bit.
Newcastle.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So you've got all the little... Oh, yeah, there's like three bits to it, and a sausage is just a sausage.
It's South America, isn't it, the bacon?
Yeah, really good shout out, yeah.
You've got the Chilean stuff from Argentina.
Brilliant.
Like this and perfect, there. Well, I must say, I've told this story before. I was once put off hash browns for a very long time because of playing the game Odds On. It came in on me and I had to eat a hash brown that was sat outside McDonald's in the rain on a bench that somebody had already took a bite out of, and I had to consume some of it.
What's Odds On?
Odds On, oh my God, we did this last time, I tried to explain it and it went all wrong. So someone said...
You explain it to idiots. I've got a modicum of intelligence, so try explaining it to me.
If you said something, Jay, like, I could eat that hash brown on the bench over there.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, Odds On, I've actually challenged you at doing it. Now, if we both say the same number, so you get to call the number. If we both say the same number, you have to do it. However, the twist that we do... If the numbers add up, I have to do it. So there's that risk for the person who challenges it as well.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right, that's
so we've done many of them. Many dirty pints and things have been drank because of this.
Yeah, dirty proper pies. Dirty pints.
And also, I must say, the hash brown, and I'm going to save this for a later date, but it reminds me of your new business, Joe, your new...
Croquette boys.
Croquette. Did you know he's got a business selling croquettes, Jay?
Selling what?
Croquettes, you know, the Spanish tapas, croquette boys.
I'm
just helping them out, set them up, and off they've gone, they're flying.
No,
I'm in charge of the social media.
They were there at Foodie Friday.
I own 20% of the business.
They were there at Foodie Friday.
Pizza Jones.
What did you say?
They were there at Foodie Friday, and it was a disaster.
No, it wasn't a disaster.
I'll save this.
No, why was it a disaster?
Well, let's just say, I rocked up and all the lights were out.
Yeah, I bought dodgy lights, you know.
What?
Yeah, but we fixed it. It wasn't a disaster.
Well, no one could see what was going on. There was all these tents had lights on.
For that 20% they give away, aren't you?
You forget how important lights are.
I admire the fact we fixed it.
It was sound.
I admire the fact that you've branched out anyway.
You've just got to plug them in.
Right.
We thought they were battery powered.
I don't know what is going on here with any of this conversation.
He's got something wrong with him, right? He's coming for me because I charged a certain amount for
Foodie
these croquettes.
Friday is, why the lights were off, why that was your responsibility, what was going on, and why these people are even, you know, working with you, how that's happened. I'm confused.
You're tight, you, Ethan.
I'm confused.
Small business trying to get off the ground.
But I wish you well with it.
Hash browns.
Yeah, no. Just rubbish. Just there. Like,
they're just there's quite a good way of saying it.
Yeah, that is good.
There, the like.
I can't.
W.H. Smiths.
I can't turn my back on the hash brown. I have to stay true to it. I do love it. In fact, I order extra. I can't say it's 1 out of 10 if I go out my way to order extra.
You order extra hash browns.
Yeah, huh?
You're so base.
You can stick one in the fucking butter.
Extra hash brown, a glass of water.
I'm an orange juice boy.
Go to the library.
Do you think I read? I quite like what Jay said there, comparing the hash brown to W.H. Smith's.
Yeah.
As it's just, what other things would be in that category of being just there where you just like, you see it and you go, I'm not fucking going in.
You?
No, not me.
Right.
Waterstones.
Is it 1 out of 10? I think it's not 1 out of 10. Is it 1 out of 10 for you, Ephraim?
Well, it's just there, and being just there isn't enough to be toxic for me.
I was premature celebration. I was doing it. I was like, United Chelsea again. Thought we'd won.
But is that bad enough? Like, if something's there and it's all right, you're not going to fucking hate that. Like, you know what I mean? You're not doing that.
The fact it's just there and you never use it or eat it or go for it to tell you the fact that you personally don't care about it.
Do you give yours away?
Others do, but do you?
Do I give mine away? No, I'd probably have it last, or my eyes light up when I go cut a bit of egg, cut a bit of bacon. When I get the hash brown, it's like, this will be an adequate bite. Do you know what I mean?
Adequate.
This fucking riddle.
That's how you want to live your life. Adequacy. Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. It's not the one.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? It's a good offering.
I'm 3-0 down here on this show.
Yeah.
Right. I brought in the cheeseburger. That was done.
Yeah, because you brought in a single cheeseburger.
Right. I brought in the duck in orange sauce. Which
that was nearly there.
Oh, fuck off. And then I brought in a nearly there. Oh, you know what I mean? Well done. Pat me
what
on the
head. What do you think Joe Smith would say if he saw you bringing hash browns to the night? He loves them.
Does he?
Loves
I didn't know that. I should have messaged him and asked. But he's not here. That's the point. This is my opportunity when he's not here.
Just like, to sneak well, him how, in. Can we get you on one more before Joe? When's Joe Smith back? He's not. When is it?
25th of April.
Oh, one more time.
Yeah, I'll happily come on.
And you've got to bring some fucking good.
I thought that was the opposite of this point.
No, because we'll get you on a Tuesday episode next time.
Right, I'm going to take it personally. If it's... Right, I don't want to make this about race. But have you had any other black people on who've had 3 defeats?
Do you know what? If you would have stopped that, have you ever had any black people on... That's... You are... Unfortunately, you're... So the 3 defeats thing isn't necessary, is it? Which is unfortunate. Maybe we need to... You just really put us to shame.
So basically, every black person you've had on this show, you have disagreed with them.
That's true, actually.
Do you know what I mean?
Have we had any... No.
What is this?
No,
this is the 1950s.
We've only had
BBC
white...
The BBC in the 1950s.
White men and my mum.
Wow.
Which is a porno I would watch.
Exactly. is that your autobiography?
Oh, Manisha. Oh, she's Indian.
Which has never been on, though.
Wow. She said something.
Wow. I'll tell you what.
Murmurs.
This is like... This
maybe
is like,
we're too diverse.
Hey, don't let her on.
This is like a UKIP convention. We had an Asian in here once.
No. I said she's Indian. I didn't say she... Right, before we get cancelled, it's time to say goodbye. Jay.
I love this show.
Do you know that cake you said you made 3 times in your life?
Yes, the Oreo cheesecake.
If we sent you this cash to make that, make it.
Yeah, because I'm not being horrible, right? But I wouldn't charge you for anything, but you could probably cover the cost because you have to buy, like, it's not the ingredients. I have to buy, like, the things to make it with.
100%. I need time.
Yeah.
Cheesecake's expensive. So.
I'd do that. But the thing is, right, we're friends, yeah? All 3 of us. If I made that Oreo cheesecake and you said, nah, it's not in the club, whatever the criteria is, I'd fully fall out with both of you.
Really? Right.
He's getting sats from his day job.
Oh.
Yeah, and you can fuck off if you're using this studio again.
And that is what you've got to look forward to, my friends. I can't wait. Right, everyone, have a lovely weekend. Enjoy yourself. Bye. Say goodbye, Ethan.
Oh, yeah. Try.
Oh, it was lovely that. That was very funny.